Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic host, Energy poetic herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guest and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, health enthusiasts, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm your host for the evening, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill, MD. I am a naturopathic doctor. That means that I use natural modalities, such as herbs, whole foods, good water, exercise, and prayer, rather than synthetic drugs, to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. Because you all know that the body will heal and maintain itself, right? Yeah, the Creator made it like that. A little bit about me. I'm a raw food chef and instructor with certifications in herbology, nutrition, and dried blood cell analysis. And I'm saying all that to say this: your good health is my business. Okay? That's why I said all that other stuff, to say that your good health is my business. My passion is helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health by using natural means. I do offer consultations, raw food classes, and also herbal classes. I teach a herbal extract specialist class through the Michigan Institute of Natural Health. And for more information concerning any of my classes, you can feel free to give me a call at 734-895-7409. That's 734-895-1940. Did I say 7439? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do that again, okay? If you're interested in any of the classes that I offer, feel free to give me a call at 734-895-1940. Or you can call me on my toll-free number at 800-337-8803. That's 800-337-8803. I have an awesome show lined up for you tonight. I've got a special guest that's due in the studio tonight, and her name is Dr. Keefa Lorraine Weatherspoon. She's an MD. And she's the author of that powerful book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace. So we're going to welcome her in the second half hour of the show. And I'm just excited about the show tonight. I've got some good information to share with you tonight. And I want you to just grab a pencil and paper. Every Tuesday night for this call, I want you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 when you're on the when you listen in to the show, I want you to have a pencil and paper, because we are going to share some accurate and thorough information. Let me give you my disclaimer, okay? The information given on this show is for informational and educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice by licensed physicians. I am an ND. I am not a medical doctor. So therefore, you, the hearer, should consult a physician regularly in all matters relating to medical problems, especially in matters of diagnosing, treating, or curing disease, or other physical or mental conditions. This information has not been verified by the American Medical Association or the Food and Drug Administration. I have to tell you that, okay? We know what time it is. Okay. So let's get to it. Let's get to it. You know, this week I've been talking a lot about pH. A lot of people have been asking me, well, exactly what is pH? What is ideal pH? What is it? So tonight I just want to share some information with you concerning pH. So I'm going to give you a very basic and practical understanding of pH, okay? And I want to do that because I don't think it's feasible, nor is it wise to make information so, so astute until you can't understand it. So I'm like this. I tell people, make it so simple until a child can understand it. You see, and then if I know a child can understand it, then I know I can, okay? So that's how I'm going to give it to you tonight, the basics. Every solution is either acidic or alkaline. Now, alkaline is called the base. These solutions can be anything from body fluid, such as stomach acid and blood, to beverages, such as wine or coffee, even seawater. Now, acidity and alkalinity are measured in pH. You know, you often hear that. What's my pH? What's your pH? That's one of the new buzzwords. What's the pH? Okay? So now, pH means potential of hydrogen, and the pH scale goes from 0 to 14. With 0 being the most acidic and 14 being the most alkaline. Now, the pH of the stomach acid is 1. Wine is about 3.5. Water is neutral. Now, venous blood that's in the veins, is 7.35. And arterial blood is 7.4. Seawater is about 8.5, and baking soda is 12. Now, ideally, our pH should stay on the alkaline side, and there's discrepancies about even what the pH should be. Some say it should be between 7.2 and 7.45, 7.35, and 7.45, the range differs, 7.3 to 7.4, but just know this, it should be fall somewhere between those numbers, okay? So now, keeping our acidity and our alkalinity balanced means regulating the hydrogen ion concentrations in our body fluid. An acid is a molecule, remember science, or ion. An ion is an atom that carries a positive or negative electric charge, okay? So now, that can contribute to hydrogen ion to a solution. Now, an alkalizing substance is one that contains a molecule or ion that combines with hydrogen ions to remove them from a solution. Now, it neutralizes acid and acts as a buffer. Okay, stay with me. Stay with me. We're going to get through this together because I really want you to understand pH and what the ideal pH is and how it will ultimately affect your life in a positive or negative way. Okay, so like I said, the ideal pH balance for the human body is anywhere from 7.2 to 7.45, okay? Now, this slightly alkaline pH level helps to keep all the functions of the body running smoothly. Any misbalance to the pH level creates many problems for the body. Now, a rapid degeneration of the blood cells starts and the body becomes susceptible to different kinds of diseases. Now, there are many ways to prevent this ideal balance from tilting to the acid side. If you wonder why a pH balance is so important to the body, it's because an acid body pH is like a magnet for all kinds of illnesses. That's exactly why. So it's just knowing some things and putting some things in practice to help keep your body functioning at the optimum level that it can. Okay? Now, listen to this. Also, an acid body pH affects the skin, the hair, and the nails. The outer appearance of the body is ruined, not to mention the damage done on the inside. The brain, the heart, the blood cells, and almost all other body parts are damaged if the pH balance of the body tilts to the acid side. Did you know that? Let me share that with you again. The brain, the blood cells, the heart, almost all the body parts are damaged if the pH balance of the body tilts to the acid side. Our bodies are consistently at war with the acidic foods to prevent the pH balance from tilting. We should eat alkaline foods so as to help our bodies win the war and save our lives. We have to assist our bodies. Our bodies will heal itself. It'll do exactly what it has to do to maintain itself, but we have to assist it. We have to give it good nutrients, good water, and things like that. So this is why I wanted to get into this tonight, because it's just, you know, making it so plain so that you can understand. You've got to understand how to maintain these bodies. And I always say, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask God. That's what the word says. If you lack wisdom as to how to take care of this body, pray. Seek God. The only answer to reversing not only the aging process, but also curing many chronic diseases lies in maintaining an ideal pH balance. When the pH level of the body is maintained, you'll feel energetic, you'll feel confident, you'll have a happy disposition combined, and all of this has to be combined with an exercise schedule and an eating regimen that is alkaline in nature, and you'll be surprised. It'll do wonders for the body. Now, in societies where the average lifespan is high, one notices a tendency of consuming alkaline foods. Where the life expectancy is really high, the people consume an array of alkaline foods. Now, the red meat and high non-plant-based eating generation are found to suffer from things such as chronic heart conditions, as well as arthritis. What's more horrifying is that they cut short their lives by many years. Our health lies in our hand, people. We must take control of our health. We must take control of our health. We must take control of our own health. We cannot put our health in somebody else's hands. I don't care who it is. We must take control of our own health. It's time for us to start researching. It's time for us to, you know, we have these internet. We've got to use them for something other than social networks and things like that. This is a good opportunity, and we're living in an information age. I tell my children, I tell my clients, research. I can't stress that enough. We have to research anything and everything concerning taking care of our bodies. So I can't stress that enough. Our health lies in our hands. We must strive to maintain an ideal pH balance. The ratio of acidic ash and alkaline ash should be 20 to 80. This means to maintain this ideal ratio of food consumption, it should be a 20-80 ratio. Acidifying food should only make up 20% of our diet, while the rest of the 80% should comprise of alkaline food. So maintaining a pH level anywhere between 7.2 and 7.45 is the answer to our physical problems. This dis-ease, degeneration, cannot happen in an alkaline environment. Now, to maintain this balance of the body, one must consume a lot of vegetables and fruits. Meats and oils should be kept at bay. A lot of mineral water is suggested. I am a big proponent of alkaline water. You hear those say that, you know, distilled water is the best, but distilled water is actually an acid water. It's low on the pH scale. So you just have to research and find out things for yourself. Now, since all illness find their root in a misbalanced body pH, it's obvious that all cures lie in maintaining the body's balanced pH level. Okay? So I want to give you a rundown on some alkaline foods that are really alkaline and some that's really acidic. So here we go. I hope you got your pens and paper ready. Now, some extremely alkaline-forming foods with a pH of 8.5 to 9.0 is things like lemons, watermelon. In fact, I did a post today concerning watermelon. Watermelon is really an alkaline fruit. So is cantaloupe, cayenne pepper, dried dates, figs, kelp, lime, mango, melons, papaya, parsley, seaweed, grapes, watercress, asparagus. I love asparagus. Kiwi, passion fruit, pineapple, raisins, and vegetable juices, fresh vegetable juices. Not that stuff in the refrigerator, not in the refrigerated section of the grocery store that can stay there weeks on end. I'm talking about freshly squeezed juices, okay? Okay. Moderately alkaline-forming foods are those on the pH scale of 7.5 to 8.0 are apples and apricots, alfalfa and sprouts, arrowroot, avocados and bananas and carrots and celery, grapefruit, guava, herbs, leafy greens, nectarines, peaches, pears, peas, persimmons, pumpkin, and spinach. Also bamboo shoots, beans, beets, bell peppers, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, carrot, ginger, grapes. And isn't it interesting how they're taking all the seeds out of our grapes and watermelons and things like that? Give me my grapes with the seeds in them. The kale, lettuce and okra, parsnips, raspberries, strawberries, and turnips. Slightly alkaline forming foods with a pH of 7.0 are foods such as almonds and artichoke and barley malt, brown rice, syrup, Brussels sprouts, cherries, coconut, cucumbers, eggplant, raw honey, leeks, miso, mushrooms, onions. I love onions. I can prepare onions and garlic and sometimes just by itself and put it over brown rice, and that's a meal for me. That's my one cooked meal for the day. Pickles, radishes, tomatoes, vinegar, water chestnuts, soybeans. I would advise you to be cautious of soybeans. A lot of the soybeans grown in the States now are genetically modified. So you want to kind of, you know, you kind of want to kind of put up a red flag when it comes to soy products, unless it's, you know, it's not genetically modified. Sesame seeds, sprouted grains, tempeh, tofu, tomatoes. Now, there are some disputes over whether fruits are acidic or and alkaline. Dr. Robert Young, Ph. Miracle Book, he claims that fruit has a high sugar content, and when the sugar in the fruit ferments, it produces acidity in the body, and hence it's acid forming. Okay, so I just want you to know that. So there is some controversy. Let me see now. A list of some of the acidic foods are those such as artificial sweeteners. And aren't we living in a time of artificial sweeteners? Everywhere you look, there's artificial sweeteners. Beef is acidic. That's why you've got so many people running around with gout, meat eaters, loving to eat that meat and eating it almost so raw until you might as well just take a bite out of the cow. carbonated soft drinks, drugs, white flour, goat meat, pork, sugar, beer, deer meat, chocolate, coffee, jams and jelly, eggs. Some more acidic foods and drinks are canola oil is acidic, is an acidifying fat. So is corn oil and sunflower oil, sesame oil, safflower oil. I didn't know safflower oil was. That's one I got to check out. Acidifying fruits are blueberry, canned or glazed fruit, cranberries, currants, plums, and prunes. Some acidifying vegetables are corn, lentils, olives, winter squash, rice cakes. Our grains that's acidifying. Wheat cakes, buckwheat, rolled oats, rice, rye, and hemp seed flour. Okay? Some acidifying dairy products is cheese, cow cheese, goat cheese, processed cheese, sheep cheese, milk butter, peanut butter, ice cream, and ice milk. Some acidifying meat are beef, carp, clam, lamb, lobster, mussels, oysters, pork, rabbit, shrimp, scallop, tuna, turkey, and venison. Okay? Let's see. Acidifying pastas, noodles, macaroni, spaghetti are all acidifying. Beans and legumes, almond milk, black beans, chickpeas, green peas. See, this is why you have to have a balance. You know, there's so many acidifying foods, there's so many alkaline foods. That's why you have to have a balance. In everything, we have to have a balance. Okay, that's about it for the acidifying nuts and, the acidifying legumes. Nuts are cashews, peanuts, walnuts, and there's more. But right now, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to prepare to hear from our guest tonight, Dr. Keefa Lorraine Witherspoon. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back shortly. Okay? All right. I'm glad you tuned in tonight. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. But I guess we won't be taking a break. I guess we'll just go on and...
Is it not...
Hi, we have a caller?
Hi, Doris, how are you?
Hi, Michelle, how are you tonight?
Great, great.
That's good. Yeah, we just finished hearing some good information concerning the alkalinity of the body. I was trying to do a little... I was going to do a little break right in here, but I don't know what happened. I couldn't get my music to going. So I said,
let me see if I can assist.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we're back with Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And we're excited to have you join us tonight. And we're expecting our guest tonight, Dr. Keefa Lorraine Witherspoon. And she's the author of the book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace. I don't know. I'm having some technical difficulties. I can't see my my callers when they call in. I don't know what's going on. Michelle, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm looking at my switchboard, and I don't see any.
Try to refresh your the browser.
Okay. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a refresh because I know something should be generated here. Okay. Still nothing. And I do want to be able to see her when she calls in. So are you able to see the switchboard, Michelle?
Yes, ma'am.
You are? Okay. Okay, so then you would be able to see her when she calls in. I'm getting nothing. I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I should. Okay, so, well, we're going to go right on, Ben. And
what's her exchange? Is it 734 or 248?
It's 248.
Okay, and just give me the first number of the
915.
Next. Okay, all right.
915.
She's here. So we're
here.
I'm just going to connect her in for you.
Okay, thank you. Hello, good evening, Dr. Tifa. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Dr. Tifa?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good evening. How are you this evening?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am excellent. It's such an honor to have you on Here to Your Health this evening. I've been waiting, and I know the audience have been waiting to hear from you. So at this time, without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you. This evening,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us a very renowned naturopathic, doctor with us this evening. Her name is Dr. Tifa Lorraine Weatherspoon, and she's the author of this powerful book. Everybody, every home must have a copy of this book. It's called Standing in the Majesty of Grace, and she's here with us tonight. So welcome at this time, Doctor, as she's lovingly called. Dr. Tifa. Welcome, Dr. Tifa.
All right. It's great to be here. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is really, really good. You know, it's like we exist in parallel universes, you know, in the midst of all the darkness and the chaos, there's this peace and order.
Yes, exactly.
And the
exactly. Well, you know, we're going to get right to it tonight, Dr. Tifa, and I just want you to share with our listening audience a little bit about yourself and how you got started on this road to natural healing.
Okay. In January 1978, I went in for my biannual pap smear with my OBGYN, and my test result came back with irregular cells. And I asked the doctor, what did that mean? And he said, it could be cancer. We don't know. We're going to watch it. That's January 77. When I went back in July, it was stage one, beginning stages of cancer. And my story was there. I was saved, sanctified, and full of cancer. I couldn't understand how this happened to me. And I was in church and didn't understand that there was more to it than just praying. Faith without works is dead. And I came to the realization that I needed to change my life. I needed to change the way I was thinking and feeling about myself. I needed to change the way I was eating. And so my prayer was, God, if you show me how to heal my life of cancer, I'll spend whatever time I have left healing others and teaching them to heal themselves. And that's taken me on a 34-year journey back to wholeness. And what I discovered in this whole quest to heal my life of cancer is that there's a whole world of information out here that's available to all of us, but we're ready to seek and open ourselves to it. I wanted to know, who are the healthiest people on the planet and how do they eat? And that quest took me into the Far East. I found out that Japan has the healthiest people on the planet, and I traveled to Japan and traveled east and learned macrobiotics and just changed my diet and the way I was eating, and my the rest is history. My whole life has changed, but there is nothing about my past that I would change, because it has really helped me to evolve to a higher state of looking at life and seeking to be and so on, yeah.
Yes, yes. And hasn't it been a very extraordinary path, Dr. Keitha?
Absolutely.
I mean, isn't it a path that leads daily to learning something new?
All the time. Like, most people may not realize that something as simple as apples will rebuild the cartilage in our joints. Something as simple
exactly.
as grapes will dissolve gallstones. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I say that to people, if you're chronically constipated, maybe eat about a half a pound of organic grapes. And, sometimes if I just say eat grapes, then they want to know how many should I take. Well, grapes are not drugs. You don't take them. You just eat them,
Yes.
And you just eat them until your body says, okay, I've had enough. And it's not that you have to try to overindulge. It's right? Health is not an event. It's a lifestyle. So you just make sure daily
exactly.
that you're seeking to nourish the body,
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And it's so awesome, because what I found out in my quest, Dr. Keitha, to help my body heal itself, is that when I seek the divine, scripture says, if a man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give it to all men liberally. And when I began to do that, I was just at awe. The path I began to take and the things that just miraculously appeared before me, because I began to seek. And it's just awesome how when we seek, we do find. There has to be a better way. And it's just so amazing to me how man has taken what is natural and termed it as alternative.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
really
so,
it's
yeah.
God's original plan.
Original. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
But, sometimes a person goes to the Yellow Pages, or they go to the information, dial the number to find a location, and they discover that the location is on a route that they drive every day and they never notice it. And it's like it's when you're seeking something that you find that the answers are all around you. Even for those that may be listening tonight, there's answers all around us, and we have to just avail ourselves to them. Just knock, seek, and ask. So the moment
we ask,
the opening, we get a chance to see that there is an abundance of answers available. Yeah.
Yes. And I find that there's just so many sick people out there. There's so many sick people. And it's just amazing at how we're beginning to feed into the mainstream of the doctors, what the doctor said, what the my doctor said, that this is how it is, and I'm going to do exactly, okay, I can understand that, but this is my body, and I have to know how to take care of this body. I can't put
on one hand, Dr. Doris, I have empathy for the medical profession. Is there in a catch-22? Because
exactly.
their practice is that we have to do all we can to help save this person, but the realization that they may not change. And
right.
so,
exactly.
even if the doctor is advising people to stop smoking because they're not breathing properly, the doctor cannot make a person change. And sometimes we have a habit, and sometimes the habit has us. Sometimes
exactly.
a person just needs to pray for some divine intervention. Sometimes when I have people that have medical conditions that need medical intervention, surgery or chemo or radiation or even just medication, to call
mm-hmm.
their family
mm-hmm.
and also call all their family members and ask them to pray with them.
All right. Here we go.
To pray with them. Just strengthen your faith and your capacity to be able to overcome. Pray with you. because sometimes we need divine intervention. We are facing something that seems like it's bigger than us, but nothing is bigger than God. But I'm telling you,
right.
I put the whole prayer line on the problem. I put everybody in the
right.
net.
That's right.
Everybody get over here and pray with me on this one, you know?
That's it. In a heartbeat. Yes, mm-hmm. indeed. Well, tell us about your book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace.
Standing in the Majesty of Grace.
I
have a few things I want to talk about, and I know that we're an Internet audience, so that folks that may not be able to come to the water station and pick the book up, but they can certainly go online and shoot us an email. They can go to www.drkeefa.com, drkeefa.com, and you'll be able to see a lot of stuff. I think if you want to find out what some of the things we carry and recommend, just click on the Healthy Soul link. But you can also listen to our radio show. We're on every week in Detroit on Mondays on 107.5 FM WGPR with Mason in the Morning. You can listen to that live from the website www.drkeefa.com. We're on television Friday here on WHPR. And you can also listen to that live anywhere in the world on the Internet. But, you know, I just opened up the Majesty of Grace. And it opened up to my favorite section, my favorite part, my favorite chapter. And I'm not sure if it opened to that chapter because I refer to it so much because I just enjoyed writing it. It was so profound to just have so many divine revelations and realizations about the Book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I call the chapter The Light of the Seven Seals. And my background and my training turned out to be Eastern and Western, more Eastern than Western. But what's really nice about it is that I've taken my Christian background, immersed it with a lot of the Eastern paths and spiritual disciplines, and it's pretty holistic, you know, spirit, mind, and body. But it gives you a broad perspective of wellness, and it covers such a wide array. It's scripture-based, so I pretty much quote how God walked me through the Bible and helped me understand the body, and I went on and became a naturopathic doctor. So you'll see that on every page that, you know, that this is my testament to what God can do when we open our heart and our mind and allow the presence of the holiness of God within us to guide us, you know. I open it to the light of the seven seals. In 1 John 1:5, says God is light. 1 John 4:8, says God is love. But if God is light and God is love, then love must be light and light must be love. And if we're children of God, then we must be children of the light. But it's my understanding that everything is light moving at a fast or a slow speed, and that we're truly a light body, a light being inside of the body, and that we're not the body, we're in the body. And the body is the vehicle, the vessel that we use, the soul uses to fulfill its incarnation objective or purpose. If we walked in the room and there was a corpse in the floor, people standing around would say, what happened? And others may say, she's dead, she's gone. Well, the realization is that you're looking at the body, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So when the soul leaves the body falls to the ground. So then there is this presence of, we may define as the conscience or the consciousness in the body that uses the body, and that is the eye of true self. When you ask me about the book, that's what I'm really describing. I'm describing who we really are. Who we really are in Christ, who we really are in the body, who we really are in life, and the power that we have to be able to challenge ourselves to overcome our circumstances. And the biggest challenge is just the willingness to discipline our mind and our ego. You know that if we can focus our thought and our will, we can accomplish anything we choose.
Yes. I love it when you said ego simply means easing God out.
Yeah.
Isn't that often what we do? Just ease God out, you know, it, because we have just too much ego. I love it. I love it when you say that.
I encourage people to buy two of the books, Standing in the Majesty of Grace. We're located in Detroit, 18710 Woodward Avenue, 18710. We're across from the Palmer Park Golf Course between 6 and 7 miles. But I asked them to buy two books, Dr. Doris, so that they can have one for themselves and then one for their spiritual leader or their spiritual guide, the person that they turn to for spiritual counseling or guidance, and so that the person that guides them spiritually can guide them in their understanding of what I have written. And I spoke once for the a conference for the Church of God in Christ in South Carolina, and I talked about the Book of Revelations and the significance of all the sevens that were talked about, and the bishop said he had never heard the Book of Revelation explained so clearly, and asked me if I would be willing to someday tour all the churches in the country that were part of that particular, you know, summit that season, and talk about the Book of Revelation, that he had never had anybody give him such a different, a profound, a deep way of looking at the meaning. For example, it talked about seven trumpets in the Book of Revelation, and the seven trumpets are the seven musical notes. It talked about the seven stars. The seven stars are the seven original planets, which correspond with the 7 days of the week. You know, it talks about the seven angels, which are the seven elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, passion, light, will, and thought. You know, it talked about all these sevens, and how I came to these translations was having been diagnosed with cancer, and when you get your back against the wall, you kind of surrender and open up and let God really start to talk to you.
Yes.
So in my prayers and in my listening, I heard God differently after the cancer diagnosis. And I opened my mind to God's love. And so I didn't shun people or push people out of my life that didn't pray like I prayed, that didn't believe as I believed, that weren't saved as I professed being saved. I just sought them to just know God and all of his creation. And so the scripture that says, be still and know that I am God, God translated in my mind as be still and know that all is God. So it wasn't just connecting with people, but it was connecting with nature. You know, and that when we are distance ourselves from nature, you know, we cut ourselves from our roots. You know, that it is through nature that we're able to really commune with and connect with God, because he made the earth and we are blood of her blood, flesh of her flesh. It is through her sustenance, her generosity of fruits and vegetables and vegetation and animals that serve as protein in our diet for those that, you know, choose the animal. And it's just through her generosity that we're able to have our life. And so it was really connecting through how profound life is, and how you can drop a seed on this dry rock called earth, and that the rain and the sun will grow this fruit, this vegetable, you know, and it's just amazing, you know.
It is, isn't it amazing? It is truly amazing. Well, I tell you, Dr. Kiefer, it's been really, I mean, awesome just meeting you face to face. I mean, you're so small in stature, but you have a very dynamic presence, and it's awesome because Michelle spoke to me, and she said she was here with me, and she touched your book. I showed her your book, and she's the producer of Here's to Your Health. And I was sharing with her your book, and she touched your book. And she said, you know, I've got to get that book. It's just the energy from the book just did something to me. It just spoke to me. In fact, Michelle is on tonight. Michelle, are you still there?
Yes,
exactly.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Dr. Kiefer, is there anything you'd like to say to her? This is Michelle. She's the producer of the show.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for your production and for allowing us to come in here. We just really appreciate it. Yeah. So I feel like I'm keeping my commitment with God every time I'm able to have an audience with anybody and just hear about how wonderful and glorious life can be when we allow ourselves to just commune with the goodness that exists. Yeah.
We certainly appreciate you being here. Definitely. When I touched your book, there was some energy that came from it, and I did tell Dr. D that I definitely have to get that book, and I will.
Yeah.
We're opening up
the Sankofa Wellness and Learning Center right next to around the corner from our water station office, and we should be opening it, having our grand opening sometime in September, and we just have all kinds of classes prepared. We have nutrition classes, and we have cooking classes, and exercise, and yoga, and tai chi, and you know, we have a wellness series that includes everything from breast health awareness, how to deal with lumps, benign or malignant. You know, if it's a lump, it's a lump. It doesn't matter if it's benign or malignant. It's not supposed to be there. You know, and
not
we have this different subjects of wellness. Then we have our Live Well Taste Shop series, and it's more than a workshop. It's a taste shop where you actually get a chance to experience different foods and vegetables and foods that are in season, you know.
That's awesome. Well, I think we have a caller. Let's go to our lines and see if we have someone that wants to say something to Dr. Kiefer tonight. We're going to go to 734-929. Good evening.
Hi, Doris. This is Vivian, and I do have a question for Dr. Kiefer.
Okay,
she did say that she switched to an Eastern diet from the Japanese, but it wasn't really exactly what is it that the Japanese eat. Is it more vegetables? Or, I mean, I would just like for you, Dr. Kiefer, to explain that more for me.
Well, see, actually, when I talk about macrobiotics, I talk more ancestral, because you'll notice that when different nationalities immigrate to America, When they maintain their ancestral diet from their region, that they're able to sustain their health. But when they adopt a lifestyle that where they're consuming a lot of simple or carbohydrates or devitalized foods, that they start to develop the typical health problems in America. So this is, I'm going to give you four things that the Japanese diet includes. And what I love about them is that they...
Can I get a pencil? Just a minute, please. I just want a pencil. Okay, I'm ready. The four foods.
Okay, the four foods that they try to include in every meal, or you know, in their diet, that are important. What they try to do is every meal they satisfy all five tastes: sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and pungent. So when you go to my website, what you're going to see is that I've given you a lot of charts and things to follow the simple system of macrobiotics. But the
Very
four
good.
Things that they consume. Four things that they consume are mushrooms, sea vegetables, grains, and beans.
Okay, very good.
When they talk
All
about
right.
their four food groups, they have more of these things in their diet. They have fish. When you see how they eat meat, a lot of times they'll put meat in their broth or in their food, but they put it more for seasoning. So you don't see them eating food like we eat. They eat everything. They eat pork, they eat beef, they eat chicken. But a lot of times they'll add those things just for seasoning, but not sit down and eat a half of a chicken.
That is true. I know that. That is very true. That is very true. I've seen them shopping, and I've seen them pick up pig feet, and I was so shocked. And then someone explains, you know, it's just they don't eat that whole pick, but they, you know, just little dices of it in their food for seasoning, as you said. So thank you very much. You're very interesting. Could you please give me your website again? I was trying to write it down when you recited it before.
www.drkeefa.com. Yeah, so go to Healthy Soul. When there's a link on there for Healthy Soul, our natural food store, and we have a video gallery, and I think you'll find the videos are really nice. We sell alkaline water, and there's a video on there about the colon and alkaline water. It's about 4 minutes long, but it's like if people understood that the root of breast cancer is in our colon, the root of prostate cancer is in the colon, the root of most diseases is in our colon. Then they'll understand that even if you cut the tumor out, if you don't eliminate the root of the problem must resurface somewhere. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Very informative.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Vivian. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Good question.
Bye-bye.
That was a good question, Dr. Doris.
Yes, it was. Well, Dr. Kiefer, I'm just so honored to have you with me tonight, and thank you for taking time out of your busy day to, you know, come and give some accurate and thorough information, because we need it. We need to know that there's a more excellent way for God's people to maintain, regain, and improve their health. And I just appreciate you for coming on tonight and sharing your knowledge with us. I always say if we can just each reach one and teach one, that is how powerful that is. So I thank you once again, and I'd love to have you come back on again sometime because the clock on the wall is saying that it's time to call it a wrap. So I just want to thank you again, and you have a standing invitation anytime here at Cheers to Your Health.
I'd be honored. Yeah, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to keep you guys posted so that you know when our class is going to start in our open house and when we're going to kick everything off and encourage you guys to come and be a part of the festivities. So, you know, we all have a past. We all have to have things in our past that if I would have, should have, could have done differently.
We have to
be willing to choose to stand, and we can choose to cower in the shadow of guilt, or we can choose to be standing in the majesty of grace. And that's the name of the book, Standing in the Majesty of Grace. God bless you both. God bless you, Dr. Kiefer.
And I'll see you soon down there at the water station.
All right. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Good night.
Well, thank you. That was Dr. Kiefer. And from the water station, naturopathic doctor. And if you're interested in hearing, knowing more about any of the information that you've heard tonight, you can give me a call at 734-895-1940. And don't forget to visit the Pure Herbs website at pureherbs.com and take a look at some of the herbs that Pure Herbs offer. And if you're interested in any of the raw food classes that I offer or the herbal classes, be sure to give me a call. Also, we'll be starting our raw food classes up very shortly, so you'll want to call and get your name on the list. So thank you so much for being in attendance tonight. I do appreciate it. And we want to let you know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I'm Dr. Doris Moton Spruill saying take care of yourself. Take time to renew your spirit, man, replenish your soul, and nourish your body. See you next week, same time, same place. So long for now.